Unit 2. Food Loss. Reading. The media regularly tell us that global hunger is increasing. To eliminate, or at least reduce, hunger around the world, most people would assume that we have to produce more food. That's logical, but it may not be the only option. A partial solution may be to rethink what kind of food is grown, how that food is produced, and what happens to the food once it is available. Efficient use of resources, such as land, is key to choosing the ideal kind of food that can be produced. In California, for example, valuable land is used to produce high-priced almonds. Profits from almonds may be appealing, but almonds are not an essential crop. The land could be used more efficiently in producing other crops. A second inefficient agribusiness is the raising of cattle. Cows and pigs consume huge quantities of grain that could be directly eaten by humans. Diets with lots of meat may be tasty, but producing meat is expensive. It would be far better to use available agricultural land for grains like corn, beans, and wheat for humans. Once food is produced and packaged, it is not necessarily fully consumed. Foods like raw meat, fresh vegetables, and milk have a best-by date. Portions of these food products end up as waste, which costs money to process. Many stores place discount prices on these items to encourage shoppers to purchase them. But there is still a lot left over. It's a real waste and should be stopped.